Inflation is eating up our savings. A recent government report has found that the personal savings rate is down to just 4.7%, which is a long way from the record high savings that Americans piled up during the pandemic. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has been poring over these numbers. She's also the host of Jill on Money. Jill, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So let me see if I can put this into context here. Americans are saving just under 5% of their income today. But in 2020, Jill, it was 34%. Is this all about inflation? What's going on?
Well, listen, that April 2020 number is a complete outlier, right? Because two things were happening concurrently. One, millions of people were home and could not actually do anything. And so there wasn't a lot of spending beyond paper towels and disinfectant. Number two, stimulus checks and unemployment benefits were starting to come in. And so you put extra income with lower spending and you get a big high in savings rate. Now, it is also true that as inflation started to really rear its ugly head in 2022, that the savings rate has obviously gone down. And by the way, a lot of Americans were forced to dip into that savings that they built up amid the pandemic just to make ends meet.
How much should we be saving? I mean, are you happy with that 4.7% or is it dangerously low?
I wouldn't say dangerously low. You know when it was dangerously low was like in 2005. I think we actually went negative 1 month. But that was when there was a lot of borrowing, sort of the go-go early part of the 2000s. Then we had the great financial crisis and the great recession. So look, do I love 5%? No, it's certainly better than zero. I think that generally speaking, personal finance nerds like me would like to see people at the 10% level. Like when we were at 8.8% in 2019, I was kind of getting happy about that. And so now we've retrenched some. Part of that also has to do with just our own emotional well-being around the pandemic, which was we were all cooped up and we were freaked out. And so when we came out of the pandemic and as things opened up, we splurged. And now it's time to retrench a little bit.
Yeah. Well, in fact, Americans have racked up a lot of credit card debt in recent months. So I'm wondering if the economy tips into a recession, which many people have been talking about, and more people start to lose their jobs, what happens to those households that haven't been saving as much and also have quite a bit more debt?
This is why I really wanted to speak about this topic right now, because I think we're in this unique moment. You're right. Credit card debt is increasing. And as long as the economy is chugging along and employment remains fairly solid, people can service that debt. But you're absolutely right that if things were to slow down, if people were to lose their jobs, if all of a sudden hours were reduced, if you're carrying credit card debt, it's harder to service that debt. So this may be this moment in time where I'm asking you to take a look at how you're spending, see if you can pay down some of that debt, see if you can beef up your savings. If you are going to get an income tax refund, maybe instead of going to a really fun trip with your friends, perhaps you take a deep breath and say, what can I do more productively with that money right now?
Yeah. All right. CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger, telling us to save more. It's good for you. Thank you very much, Jill.
Take care.